New Life Baptist Church with Senior Pastor Thomas D. Sands. The First New Light Baptist Church is celebrating the second pastoral anniversary for Reverend Thomas Dwayne Sands and Lady Nerissa Sands, March 26th at 4 p.m. at the Greater Live Oak Baptist Church, 1401 Fenner Street in Alexandria, where Dr. J.S. Hardison is the host pastor. This event features Elder Ernest Bowman Jr. and the Southern University Gospel Choir. And the guest speaker is Pastor Brandon D. Collins of the New Gideon Baptist Church of Baton Rouge.
That's why some of you are so depressed now, because you come to see everything but the Word. That's why some of you can't get your mind together now, because you come to hear everything but the Word. I would not dress up, drive up to come in here to sit down and shut up.
The First New Light Baptist Church and the Second Pastoral Anniversary. Another proud sponsor of this station.
Poverty is stricken. Yeah. All right. Y'all hear what I said? And if the church at Macedonia was in depravity, it's because the people who called that place their church home was also found individually in depravity.
Come on, quick.
I need to tell somebody that if the church is stingy, that means the people stingy.
Come on.
I can't get nobody.
Come on, preacher.
If the church is lazy, that means the people lazy.
Yeah.
If the church is sorry, that means the people are sorry.
Yeah.
Y'all may not invite me back, but it's all good. The church is lame, the people are lame. If the church is filled with praise, you better believe the people will be filled with praise.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the church is on one accord, that means the people are on one accord. If the church is on fire, that means that everybody in that church is on fire. No, I believe that many of us have seen this principle firsthand.
Yeah.
You know, my parents, my mother, father, my grandmother, and grandfather hailed from Louisiana, Alexandria, Louisiana, and I don't recall, Nerissa, the name of our butler, because we didn't have one.
All right.
I don't recall the name of our chauffeur, because we didn't have one.
Right.
Y'all don't hear me in here. I can't recollect the thought of my maid's name, because we didn't have one. My parents struggled from paycheck to paycheck, and my grandparents struggled from harvest time to harvest time. They struggled through the troubled times of the 60s, the Jim Crow era, the 40s, the 50s. They struggled during the Depression. They struggled during the harsh years of this nation, but they had God's grace. Did y'all hear what I said? I have God's grace. That's the rule. grace of God was given to this poor church. Somebody here know that even though you've had a bad year so far, the grace of God was in your house. Somebody here knows that even though you shed some tears just yesterday, the grace of God is still in your house. Somebody here knows that even though you've lost some friends, the grace of God is still on your life. Somebody here knows that you don't have a lot of money, but you can feel the grace of God on your life. Somebody here knows that you didn't go as far as you wanted to go, but you can feel the grace of God in your life. And I tell you, you ought to look at somebody and tell them, I may not have much, but I have God's grace. Y'all acting funny up in here with me. Let me talk to my right side, because y'all sleeping on my left side. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I may not have much, but I have God. Y'all still quiet too. Y'all ought to help me preach. Y'all still looking in my face. Look at them again with power and say, neighbor, I may not have much, but I have God's grace. Can I tell you, Brother Deacons, when you have God's grace, your crowded apartment becomes your castle on a hill. When you have God's grace, your hoop they rise like a Cadillac. When you have grace, God's grace, your old clothes wear like designer clothes. When you have God's grace, your dinner plates look like fine china. When you have God's grace, your TV sound like surround sound. These trials were tempted by the joy that they had. All right. This joy could only be given by the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6 says, they receive the word. But they receive the word of God with joy. All right. You know, I've learned that some of the most richest people in our land today are some of the most unhappiest people in our land today.
Come on.
They were poor, Brookies, but they had joy. They were rock bottom destitution, but they had joy. My brothers and sisters, today the joy of the Holy Spirit will always rise above your sorrow. Yeah. That's why we can go to a funeral and still have joy. That's why we can have joy after hearing bad news. That's why you can have joy after going through hell in your house. That's why you can have joy after trouble rises trying to knock you down. You ain't poor, but you don't have any joy. You ain't rock bottom destitution, but you don't have joy. Can I say to us, and I need to put a personal word here, child of God. You ought to be thankful for everything the Lord has given you. I'm thankful. I'm thankful, Sister April, for not only what he has done for me, but I'm grateful and thankful for what he has done to me. Somebody say, preach Thomas Sandra for me. Let me say it one more time because y'all didn't hear me back there. I'm thankful for not only what the Lord has done for me, but I'm thankful for what the Lord has done to me. Could have took me out a long time ago. He could have allowed my enemies to take me out. He could have took back his blessings a long time ago. He could have let my enemies triumph over me. He could have let me lose my mind up in here, up in here. He could have let me fall down to never get back up. But I'm glad and I'm thankful. That's why I praise the Lord. That's why I can't come in church and go to sleep. That's why I can't come in church and let my mind wander. That's why I can't relax in the presence of God. Because I have to lift up holy hands. I have to dance for joy. I have to shout hallelujah. I have to leap for joy because God has blessed me. God would say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give. The world can't take it away. All right, I'm out of here. Your amen's already shown.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can I say to us that the Greek is suggested that this church, Antioch, they were a rock-bottom destitution church.
All right.
No, I'm not calling y'all Antioch destitute. All I'm saying is don't worry about who's here and who's not here. Don't worry about who's giving and who's not giving. Y'all not praying with me here. Because I've learned that you don't have to know what, when, and where when you know who. God Almighty. See, in my notes, y'all was supposed to shout, but y'all didn't shout.
Amen.
Pastor Green, as you take this church into the next year, stand strong and be of good courage. Because the battle is not yours. Did y'all hear what I said? But the battle is the Lord.
All right.
You know, I praise God that if you're at the bottom, you don't have to stay at the bottom. If you're the worst preacher in the room, you don't have to stay the worst preacher in the room. If you're the worst singer in the choir, it don't matter. You don't have to stay at the bottom. If you're the most struggling worker on your job, you don't have to stay that way. If you're in trouble and feel like you're on Trouble Boulevard and living in a trouble-colored house, you don't have to stay that way. God said he's getting ready to turn some folk who've been hanging out on the bottom of blessings and turn you not upside down, but right side up.
Come on, preach.
Can I also tell you what this church did?
Tell us.
The Macedonians didn't have much clothing. But they sent some clothes to Paul. The Macedonians didn't have much food, but they sent some food to Paul. The Macedonians didn't have much money, but they sent money to Paul. Paul understood that the benefit of giving to God is not the gift itself. Paul understood that there is a spiritual benefit that outweighs the material gain.
Come on, preacher, tell it.
What does it profit a man?
Amen.
To gain the whole world and lose his soul. I said all that to say this. Don't ever get to a point that you don't want to bless your pastor. I know it's the church anniversary. It's not a pastor's anniversary, but I would not be the pastor I am if I didn't say it. Don't ever get to a point where you don't want to bless your pastor. It's not about what you have.
Right.
It's about what you give from your heart. All right, let me get out of here. Great affliction plus deep poverty equals abundant joy plus abundant liberation.
Yes, yes, come on.
I'm so glad to report that I may not have much.
Yes.
I may not have the overabundance.
Yes.
But I also know that God can take my little bit and he can multiply what I give him.
Yes.
He'll multiply my finance.
Yes.
He'll multiply my spirit.
Right.
He'll give me grace, and you do know what grace is. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense.
All right. All right.
Grace is unmerited favor of God.
Yes.
Grace is what I need in my life. Grace helps me to understand that although my life is filled with affliction, I can still have joy. And I say to us this evening, and I'm on my way out of here. A long time ago, I was falling deep in sin. Found myself having some difficulties in my life.
Yeah.
But I can say to us that because Jesus died on Younger's cross, I can stick my chest out and say that God's grace is sufficient for me. Can I say to us, as long as Jesus lives, my way gets brighter. My hope gets brighter. I can walk with dignity. I can shout hallelujah.
All right.
Because I have somebody on my side.
Yeah.
And I'm out here now, Antioch. It's been real good, and God bless your hearts. The wall on the clock says it's time to go. See you later, alligator. After a while.
Crocodile.
But before I leave you, Antioch,
all right.
I just want to take some time to celebrate about God's grace.
Yes.
All right.
There was a preacher, Pastor Green,
all right.
Who had moved to New York City. And this preacher did not have a mega church. All he had was a small church with a small congregation. But this preacher started preaching about how the grace of God can change your life. And as he was preaching the word of God, the story says that the drug dealers, they were becoming deacons. Mount Zion, y'all just shout like y'all never heard this story.
All right.
The prostitutes, they were becoming missionaries.
Come on, come on. All right. All right.
And the pimps, they were becoming preachers. The mob boss realized that his money flow was cut short.
Yes.
He called a meeting. He said, I want to know why our money flow is short. They said, well, Jimmy, they said, well, there's a new preacher in town.
Go ahead.
He's preaching about the grace of God.
Yeah.
He said, all of your drug dealers are now serving as deacons.
Yeah.
Great God. He said, all of your pimps, they are now preachers.
Yeah.
All of your prostitutes, they are now missionaries.
Come on, preacher.
The mob boss says, I need to take this preacher out. I want you to get Jimmy on the phone.
Yes.
You tell Jimmy I need him to get here and get here fast.
Yes.
Jimmy made it to New York City. The my boss says, I want you to take out that preacher.
Yeah.
He's messing up all of our money.
All right.
He said, all the pimps, they are now in the pulpit preaching. He said, all of my drug dealers are now deacons bending a knee. He said, all of my prostitutes, they are now in their white dresses. I need you to take out this preacher. On Sunday morning, Jimmy finds himself in the
The First New Light Baptist Church is celebrating the second pastoral anniversary. For Reverend Thomas Dwayne Sands and Lady Narissa Sands, March 26th at 4 p.m. at the Greater Live Oak Baptist Church, 1401 Fenner Street in Alexandria, where Dr. J.S. Hardison is the host pastor. This event features Elder Ernest Bowman Jr. and the Southern University Gospel Choir. And the guest speaker is Pastor Brandon D. Collins of the New Gideon Baptist Church of Baton Rouge.
That's why some of you are so depressed.